Well, with Dr. Joel Wallach, our partner in criticalhealthnews.com, he does a great job, truly a remarkable job. We're going to come back and take your phone calls, and he'll try to help you as much as he can on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Joel Wallach and your phone calls this hour. And I've got to tell you, Joel, it's a great public service that you do for people. I mean, a great public service. And
You're very gracious, George. You do a great service for the public.
So, controversy about fish oil. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm the guy who sued the FDA in federal court and prevailed to be able to say that you can prevent coronary thrombosis, type of heart attacks. You can prevent cerebral artery thrombosis, where you get a thrombotic stroke, by supplementing with fish oil, omega-3s. I'm the guy that sued the FDA about 30 years ago now. And so I can say this now in your program. I can prevent stroke. I can prevent coronary thrombosis and heart attacks because a blood clot in a coronary artery and a blood clot in a brain artery is not due to cholesterol or saturated fat. It's due to a deficiency of omega-3s, which are rich in fish oils and flaxseed oil and evening primrose oil and all those kind of things. There's many different sources of omega-3s, but fish oil is very, very nice, and it's part of our 90 essential nutrients. And so I love fish oil, and I'm the guy, again, that sued the FDA in federal court and prevailed to be able to show that the omega-3s in the fish oils actually prevent thrombotic stroke, they prevent coronary thrombosis, heart attacks, and it doesn't get any better than that, George.
No. Did you use Jonathan Emord as your lawyer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the best when it comes to that.
And we have 9 lawsuits lodged against the FDA, and we actually prevailed in all 9.
He's amazing. He really is. He gets right to it. I want to get back to these dead.
Okay, George.
Yeah.
I'm getting the signal here that this headset's running out of battery, so I need to put it back in the cradle on speakerphone. So if I drop off, Tom's going to have to call me back.
Okay. All right.
He's 30 seconds if I don't put it in this cradle real quick. So let's
okay. Okay. Here we go. Give it a try.
Are you still there?
I'm there. Are you there?
Okay. We're in business.
Okay. Just stay really close to it because you sound like you're in a bubble now.
Okay. How's this? Is that better?
Yeah. I'll have Tom work with you when we get down to the bottom of the hour.
I'm kissing the phone, George. It can't get any closer.
Okay. All right. There you are, right down there. And anyways, you were talking about Fukushima. How do we know? I don't trust the Japanese government, Doc. I think they're fudging with these numbers. I think the radiation numbers are much higher.
Okay. Well, it's very simple. You can go to any of the military surplus stores, or you can go into online and buy a Geiger counter. And measure your sushi yourself.
You could take it to a restaurant, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like a little flashlight.
It's well worth it.
Yep. Yeah, if you eat a lot of Japanese food, and of course, I spent 2 weeks in Japan, and I had sushi for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My favorite, of course, was the Kobe beef. It's so tender you can cut it with a spoon. It's just fabulous. And so I lived on Kobe beef, eggs, sushi, and I have to admit to a little bit of red Japanese wine.
A little wine's not going to hurt you, is it?
Nope. Good. It's got resveratrol, great antioxidants. Like all things, in moderation, red wine is good. You know, 3 bottles a day, you have to be French to survive that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I wanted to get back to these dead doctors for a moment. Mm-hmm. Not the book. But these alternative practitioners that you think are being bumped off by, you know, drug lords and people like that, this is frightening for these people, isn't it?
Well, sure, and of course, we have to do. And I've got people looking into this. I need to find out where all these doctors are from. Are they all in the same county? Are they all in the same state?
Well, there's one in Miami, and there's a missing one from Wisconsin. So they're kind of scattered all over the place. Mm-hmm. Three in Mexico, by the way.
Well, are we surprised about Mexico?
No.
Yeah, if they're writing prescriptions for medical marijuana and bypassing El Chapo, well, they're going to get bumped off.
Interesting tech. Okay, let's take some calls. Everybody's lining up. Final hour with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx in New York. There you go, Joe. You're up with us.
George, how are you, George?
Good, sir.
I wanted to ask Dr. Wallach if there's any protocol for the treatment of retinitis pigmentosa.
Absolutely. Retinitis pigmentosa is kind of a cousin disease to macular degeneration, just like fibromyalgia is a cousin disease to lupus. Really the same cause. And, of course, it's differentiated by the location and the amount of ceroid lipofuscin in the pathological zones. Ceroid lipofuscin is the same pigment you find in liver spots and age spots in the skin on people's faces and their back of their hands and stuff like that. And this shows free radical damage, inflammation damage to the lipids or the fat in their skin caused by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and salad dressings and cooking oils. And when you see 10 or 15 or 20 of these liver spots and age spots on your skin, you have millions of them in your eyes, your brain, your bone marrow, your heart muscles, your liver, and you have real real serious things going on inside of you. And so I use the same approach for retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration. Use the same approach. They've got to give up all the bad stuff in the diet, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And then I like to throw in the 90 essential nutrients designed for the brain, the heart, and the liver. We call it the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has all 90 essential nutrients in it, plus a couple of secret sauces that are specifically directed towards the health of these cells in the retina of the eye. And I like to get the auric points, the antioxidant points, above 100,000 per day. And there's a half a dozen different ways. We've got like, five different secret sauces that you could utilize to get those auric points above 100,000 a day, which is going to help your immune system deal with those pigment deposits. Get rid of pigment deposits, light gets through.
When you say secret sauces, is that something proprietary or is that the name of it?
No, it's proprietary. And the reason why I use that term is because human beings are human beings, George. And, for instance, everybody, and this is what I learned in this study with Marlon Perkins and the Center for the Biology of Natural System. That's why the book is in the Smithsonian Institute. Every vertebrate, again, whether you're a hummingbird, a crocodile, a human, or an elephant, requires these 90 essential nutrients just for basic living, maximizing your genetic potential for longevity and health and fending off disease and speed and strength and intelligence, all the things we attribute to genetics. We need these things every minute of every day, just like we need oxygen and water. And so this is where the 90 for Life program comes in. The basic Healthy Start Pack has the 90 essential nutrients in it, and we all need it. And I've been doing that twice a day, since I was 9 years old, 68 years ago.
Have you ever missed, or if you do never. Miss, can you? Okay,
never.
So it would do people
I take it three times a day? When I fly to Japan, I'll take it three times a day. 14 hours in the air, and so I will kind of overload a little bit. That's to protect myself as much as I can. Now. The secret sauces are the add-ons for diabetes. We have an add-on for the diabetes. We have the add-on for kidney failure. We have the add-on for Alzheimer's disease. We have the add-on for macular degeneration. And we have the add-on for disc disease in the back, peripheral neuropathies, thyroid problems. We have add-ons for over 900 different diseases. Of course, some of them are good for 400 different diseases, like the add-on for joint disease. Bone-to-bone arthritis is good to prevent things like bone spurs, and it will help reverse bone spurs. It will support healthy maintenance repair of the disc in your back. 114 different diseases are dealt with this one secret sauce. And so it's kind of exciting. We have secret sauces to deal with over 900 different diseases. And I purposely do not tell people the names of these things. Obviously, they buy the kit. They can read the labels. They'll figure it out. But if I just tell them over the air or in a big meeting where you've got 1,000 people and they want to know the secret sauce, you tell them, they run to some Walgreens or they'll run to the grocery store or one of these health food stores, and they ask for the secret sauce. They will get that secret sauce. They'll go home, they'll take it, and nothing happens because they're not taking the 90 as the basic needs. And so the effectiveness of the secret sauce goes to zero without the 90. And so I have to be, and I personally take nothing for the sale of any of the products. So it's not like I'm trying to do this as a sales campaign. I do this because I want it to be effective for them. I want everybody to rave about how good they feel, how well they've responded to this program. It's kind of like grandma's favorite angel food cake recipe, and you only like one of the 25 ingredients. You only use that one ingredient in the cake pan. You're not going to get her famous angel food cake.
No, that's true.
You have to use every ingredient in the recipe, and so that's why I don't sort of give away the secret sauce until they get going on it for 1 month at least, and then they'll see something dramatic, and then they understand they have to use the entire recipe, not just the secret sauce.
Let's go to Delbert, truck driving in Oklahoma. Delbert, you're on the air with us. Go ahead, sir.
Dr. Wallach, I have a friend, and she's been diagnosed with blood leukemia.
Cancer.
They've got her on chemo right now.
Sure. Well, that's what doctors do. And the thing you have to appreciate is that all these cancers, whether it's leukemia or liver cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer, thyroid cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, intestinal cancer, colon cancer, all these cancers, bone cancer, are self-inflicted. Prostate cancer, uterine cancer, breast cancer, they're all self-inflicted. None of them are genetic. They're all self-inflicted by eating bad stuff and not taking in enough of the good stuff. And so whether it's leukemia or liver cancer or colon cancer, and we have done big, big experiments with big universities in the United States, Clemson University, big universities in Canada, and they actually did the work. And so it's not something we're cooking the books or anything, because they did the work. And they were able to show very clearly that the people who took the 90 essential nutrients had a better outcome when it came to cancers. What we did was use cell cultures from people who had these cancers, and it was almost pure cancer, these cell cultures from them. And we would feed these cell cultures our various different supplement programs or various different secret sauces. And they did extremely well. Some of them had 95% survival rate with just the supplements. And this is Clemson University, not me. Okay, and again, I don't make any money from the sales of any of these things. But again, in the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and a little bit in the CD, but you can't get everything in the CD, but in the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, it's very clear that cancers are preventable, very, very easily preventable. For instance, one article that came out, big study by the University of South Carolina back in 1998, showed that breast cancer could be reduced by 462%. I don't even know what that means, because I know what 100% is, so it must have been compared to a control group. They were able to reduce breast cancer by 462%. And then when you get to leukemias, the New York University did a big study on an ancient Chinese treatment with arsenic, leukemia that kills people the fastest, promyelocytic leukemia, the most dangerous leukemia, that kills you very quickly. Well, after 10 years, people are still in remission. And if it were to be a prescription drug, they'd have called it a cure. But because it's a nutritional supplement, and of course we all need arsenic, we all need a little bit of arsenic. Arsenic was learned to be an essential nutrient back in the 1940s. But you don't want to take too much because it's bad. You don't want to take not enough because that's bad. But for this particular type of cancer, the most egregious type of leukemia, promyelocytic leukemia, they just stopped the experiment because they were still in remission 10 years later. But I guarantee if it had been a prescription drug that they could have made, they would have called it a cure. But because it was an essential nutrient, they didn't want to call it a cure.
And like leukemia gets into the blood in the bone marrow, doesn't it, Doc?
Well, leukemia is actually a cancer of the bone marrow, could be the lymph nodes, the things that actually produce white blood cells, okay? And so it's a cancer of again, bone marrow and lymph nodes, that kind of thing. There's a bone marrow cancer called multiple myeloma. Probably 50, 60, 70% of the time it's misdiagnosed as multiple myeloma, bone marrow cancer. It really is called myelofibrosis, which is a sort of nasty side effect of chronic osteoporosis. Of course, doctors are only too willing, like that guy in Detroit just received 47 years in jail. He should have been executed, but he got 47 years in jail just recently because he was diagnosing everybody with cancer when they had osteoporosis or may have had
And giving them stuff they didn't even need, right?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, I would suffice to say that if you take the right nutrients, you help your body prevent the possibility of coming down with these cancers and diseases, don't you? I mean, some people will never get cancer in their life.
You're 100%, you get an A++, George. You're exactly right. Just even selenium, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, you know, one of my great buddies, one of my mentors in chemistry, he loved selenium and did studies on human beings as well as in Japan and the United States. And he found that by supplementing with 200 micrograms, one-fifth of a milligram of selenium, you could reduce the risk of breast cancer by 82%. And then you throw in cooking your meat medium rare instead of well done, you reduce your risk of breast cancer by 462%. That's 500% right there. You reduce your risk of breast cancer. And, of course, the same thing is true with prostate cancer, colon cancer, uterine cancer, liver cancer. You stay away from moldy bread. You know, people who buy moldy bread from these thrift stores, especially in the inner cities and poor folks will buy all this moldy bread because they get a loaf of bread for a nickel. But it has oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, I don't know what the percentage is, very high. They'll wind up with aflatoxins as a byproduct of mold infestation of the bread, and it causes liver cancer. And the rate of liver cancer in the inner cities is extremely high because they're buying this moldy bread from the thrift stores and it has aflatoxin in it, which causes liver cancer.
Jeez, there's just so much you just need to know and be aware of, isn't there?
Well, that's what the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie and the CD Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and my newest one, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, is kind of an update on Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It doesn't replace it, but it does show that everything that I said back in the 1980s and 90s was quite correct. It's just new information that adds more support to those original hypotheses, which are quite correct after 45 years.
Let's go next to Anonymous somewhere. Go ahead, please.
Yes, George, thank you so much. And, Dr. Boy, you're really amazing.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
You're welcome, sir. A couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, I got Peyronie's disease, and it seemed to come right out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that doesn't know, it's a hardening of the tissue, and you don't have a straight erection. No, it
curves. Yeah, you veer off to the right, east to the left, or the west.
Well,
yeah, the penis goes to the right.
I don't even want to ask how to fix it.
Yeah, it's actually quite easily fixed. It's certainly not genetic. And basically what I would do, and don't laugh at me, George, okay?
Be careful, Doc. Be careful. You're on the radio.
I understand. I would have him take the pack that has to do with connective tissue, and which is the healthy bone pack. Okay, I'd have him take the healthy bone pack, and be 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. And this is going to deal with supporting and promoting healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue in every part of the body, including the penis. Okay. I figure we can say that safely because it's an anatomical term. We can say uterus and...
All right, hold on, Joel. We're going to come back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number, if you can't get through to chat with him, is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, of course. One of his other books, Epigenetics. Explain that a little bit, Joel. What is that, epigenetics?
Well, again, the top medical theory for the last 20th century and the 21st century has been genetics. This was the hope and prayer that they would be able to solve all of our problems, and there was 850 biotech companies that made all these screening tests to look for the bad genes when you were 2 years old. So they could engineer a gene in the lab and replace the bad gene with a good gene, you wouldn't get the disease. Well, we learned, again, in that 10-year study, that all the diseases that were thought to be genetic, including type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's disease and high blood pressure and heart disease and cancer, liver cirrhosis, and you name it, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, all these birth defects, are not genetic. They're simple nutritional deficiency diseases. And we had to come up with a term to explain what was going on here. And epigenetics talks about genetic potential to live disease-free for 100 years, maybe 120 years, 150 years, whatever it might be. It requires all these nutrients to make your genes and your DNA and your RNA and your telomeres happy. Okay, if they're happy, you're going to maximize your genetic potential for these things. If you're not getting the 90 essential nutrients to optimal amounts, your genes cannot do anything. Genes are kind of like a blueprint. You still need brick and mortar and wood and tile and window glass and shingles to make a house. Just because you have the greatest blueprint on earth doesn't mean anything without all the raw materials to build the house. Another example would be a Lamborghini car. A great engine. You can go 300,000 miles of that engine without a new engine. If you change the oil every 1,000 miles, special oil costs 25 bucks a quart.
That's right.
Let's say you're a Scotch jar, you don't want to pay that money. And so you get 6 quarts of dirt from Alberta, Canada, or Texas, and put it in that Lamborghini car every 1,000 miles. And you say, you know, it's got oil in it in from Alberta and Texas, so I'm not going to put oil in there. I'll just put dirt from Texas or Alberta, Canada. Well, that car is not going to go around the block, even though it had the potential to go 300,000 miles. It's not going to go around the block because that engine is going to seize up because you just put dirt in there. Well, the same thing is true with our genes. And epigenetics talks about the nutritional control of your genetic potential for everything genes are supposed to do. And the guy by the name of James Watson, who is an American, and his counterpart from England, Francis Crick, proposed in 1953 the double helix structure of DNA. 9 years later, they got the Nobel Prize for that structure in 1962. And James Watson was made the director of the Cold Springs genetic laboratory in Manhattan. I believe it's Manhattan Island in New York. And in March of 2013, he was asked to give a summary of what's going on with genetics, because 60 years had passed since he had proposed the double helix structure of DNA, and there had not been a single disease prevented or cured with genetics. Although it had been theorized and trillions of dollars spent, it never happened. And so he got up in front of this illustrious audience in San Diego in the Salk Institute, March 22, 2013, and said, you can sequence the genes of 150,000 people a day who have diseases we believe are genetically transmitted. You're not going to cure a single disease. And then he went on to say, I'm quoting him now, George, all the experiments we've done over the last 60 years have been irrelevant because nothing we thought was genetic is genetic. It's all chemistry, biochemistry, a.k.a. nutritional deficiencies. That was 2013, and I had said it in 1971 because I had done those 20,000 autopsies, 454 species, including 3,000 humans. And so I felt vindicated. And, of course, the term used to explain the need for these nutrients to maximize your genetic potential is epigenetics. The National Geographic, January 2012, did almost an entire issue on the subject. And, of course, the book Epigenetics, The Death of Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, is sort of my 45-year update on all that stuff that's in the Smithsonian Institute. And people will learn what to do to prevent something like 900 different diseases.
Yeah, it's a big topic these days.
Yep.
Next up, let's go to our phones again. Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. Chris, you're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach.
Yeah, hello, George. Hello, doctor. Good talking with you
both. Sure. How can we help you, Chris?
Thank you. My son has been diagnosed with a condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and his mother has the same issue.
Okay, how old is he?
He is 15 years old.
Okay, now we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. Does he or any of his other brothers and sisters, do they have any asthma or bronchitis?
No, they do not.
Yeah. Any of them have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
He has three other sisters, and
okay,
no,
does
they
anybody,
don't.
Okay, does anybody have bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, appendicitis? Irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease.
Nope, nothing. Everything seems to be relatively normal with the rest of the family.
Okay. Sounds like you're ruling out something, Joel. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, you got it, George. Very, very. You're very good, George. That's one of the 10 million reasons I love you. Okay. Now, I've done 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that have died of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease. I'm going to repeat that. I've done 1,700 autopsies. It's published in Chinese in two languages, published in English in 1989. And this was because the nutritional deficiency that causes hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and heart disease also causes cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy. and a bunch of other diseases. But those are the three big ones, cardiomyopathy, heart disease. And this is a cause of sudden heart death in a lot of athletes below 20 years of age. People who do hard physical work, they'll drop dead of a sudden heart attack. It's usually no history, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease. Mm-hmm. All the autopsies, they were in Qishan province, China, 1,700. Of course, there's all kinds of purposes for that, but it's all caused by deficiency of a single mineral. And again, I have people take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. Then I throw in extra of that secret sauce, that one mineral. And because it's published widely, and I talk about it all the time, I'm going to give you the name of that mineral, but don't just give that mineral because you won't be happy with the result. You have to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And how much does this kid weigh, Chris?
Let me go back to him there.
He's very skinny. He's probably about 120 pounds.
Okay. Then I'd have him
5'8".
Yeah, height doesn't matter. He could be 1 foot tall. It's just his weight I'm worried about. Okay, he can have one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. I'd get an extra bottle. In fact, I'd get two extra bottles of selenium, so he'd have nine of the selenium a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. It's actually a selenium deficiency that causes hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form, but because his mother has it, she did not pass that on to him genetically, but it's in the diet. Where you live, if you're eating from a local market, there's very little selenium in the soil. What part of the country you live in?
Northeast Connecticut.
Yeah, up and down the eastern seaboard, there's very little selenium in the soil because it rains all the time. It's very soluble in water, and so it depletes the soil. And every farmer there knows they have to supplement with selenium. Otherwise, their calves and their lambs and pigs and chickens and whatnot don't survive and don't do well, and they'll go broke. So selenium is one of the many things they have to supplement. They'll supplement with all 90, but they give extra selenium. And so, again, I'd have your son take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd get two extra bottles of selenium so he could have nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. Now, it's equally important to give up all the bad stuff because his mother has it and he has it. And you might want to find out about your wife's brothers and sisters. Do any of them have skin problems? Did any of them have any asthma when they were kids? Any of them have bowel problems? Because it's a gluten intolerance, and so she's not absorbing selenium. She's passed that gluten intolerance on, not as a genetic transmission, but as through cord blood and breast milk. He's also gotten a gluten intolerance, and there's low selenium in your area because just the eastern seaboard is very low selenium. It's kind of like around the Great Lakes. Around the Great Lakes, very low in iodine, and a lot of people around the Great Lakes are going to have thyroid problems.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and up and down the eastern seaboard, there's a lot of muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, cardiomyopathy, heart disease, fibromyalgia, lupus, cataracts. All these things are related to selenium deficiency.
Chris, we're going to give out the website and the phone number again for you, so that'll help you. Doc, why is it that, you know, deficiencies in one nutrient, one mineral, throws the entire body off kilter?
Well, because there's a specific function in the cells required for that nutrient. That's why we have 60 essential nutrients. One nutrient won't do it all. Selenium in particular has to do with muscle. It has to do with, and the heart is a muscle, right? And so heart muscle. And so muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, which is pancreatic and liver stuff, the essentiality of selenium was discovered in laboratory animals when they would get liver death. Their liver would just die if they were selenium deficient. And it could be prevented by supplementing, or if you could catch them before they died, you could rebuild the liver by supplementing with selenium. Of course, laboratory animals are also getting optimal amounts of the other 89 essential nutrients. And so we've known this for a long time. That's one of the reasons why I went to China 1989 to do those 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease. But athletes die of it because they sweat out nutrients. They sweat out a soup of nutrients. They drink water. They consume Gatorade, which has two nutrients and no selenium, Powerade, which has six nutrients, no selenium. And so we came up with a sports drink called Rebound that has 100 nutrients, including selenium. And so our whole goal here is to prevent, and if they survive the first heart attack, certainly reverse hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease. It's a very easy disease to prevent. It's a very easy disease to reverse if they survive the first heart attack.
Doc, the information for people, of course, they can call the number, they go to the website, they can do their own homework. Is it easy for them to find, you know, when you're on every month with us, they got to take notes. What do you recommend?
Well, I recommend the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the book Epigenetics. And if they really want to take over their own health, I would throw in Let's Play Doctor so they can go to the pharmacy and get their own test strips and do their own physicals. And that's what, you know, I do with my family. You know, every year we get about two or three physicals each. It costs us $5 each time. And to keep a logbook on everybody. And then if you see, gosh, I'm a pre-diabetic, and you take the healthy blood sugar pack, it goes away. And you support a healthy blood sugar. You support a healthy metabolism of sugar at the cellular level. And your A1C hemoglobin comes down to normal. And you wean yourself off of the medicine, whether it's pills or insulin. We can reduce the amount of insulin you need as a type 1 diabetic, but type 2 diabetics, they make lots of insulin, so we can get them off their medication. And this is the value of these books. Let's Play Doctor, teach you how to do your own lab work, how to interpret it. Dead Doctors Don't Lie gives you how we discovered all this stuff and the story of Marlon Perkins and how we discovered all these things. And then, of course, Epigenetics just came out a year ago. It's the update. All the newest research, which shows what we said back 45 years ago, is quite correct.
And you know what's exciting, too? A lot of medical doctors are beginning to jump on this bandwagon, aren't they?
Well, I hope they're jumping on the bandwagon. We actually had a group of doctors from one company. We wound up with 5,000 doctors who are utilizing the products from this one company. It's called Good Herbs. They're herbal extracts that are part of our umbrella of products in the Youngevity program. And, of course, in the book Let's Play Herbal Doctor, it tells you how to use these herbal extracts, and there's 5,000 doctors who've been using those products that came along when we acquired that company. They came along, so we have 5,000 doctors, and many of them are MDs, DOs, naturopathic doctors, also chiropractors, herbalists of all kinds, acupuncturists, and so we're very, very proud. I think we have more alternative doctors involved with Youngevity now than any other company in the world. And so we're training these people how to use these pre-programmed
Well, that's products. Critical. Yeah,
yeah, and it's critical that they learn how to use this so they can share that with their patients. And we're beginning to see them, as you say, they're really getting excited about this because it makes their job easier to be able to put these people on an out-of-ship program with these programs, because usually a doctor will tell them what's wrong and they'll go. The patient will then go to a health food store and try to put it together. You know, just for instance, it might cost $120 for 100 pounds of human flesh for a month to eliminate type 2 diabetes.
All right, next up we go west of the Rockies. Let's go to Mike in Calamasa, California. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hello, yes, Dr. Joel Wallach. I'd like to know, I have kidney disease. I go in for dialysis 3 days a week. I'm hardly ever urinating. What can I do to correct it, if there's anything to do?
Oh, absolutely. Been dealing with dialysis for a long time, going back 45 years, and people who haven't urinated in 10 years. And so when you have kidney failure, most of the time, 99% of the time, there's nothing wrong with your kidney when you have kidney failure and they put you on dialysis. The disease is actually in the arteries inside the kidneys, not the kidney tissue itself, not the filtering units, but the arteries that carry the dirty blood into the filtering units. So we developed a program that reestablishes circulation through those plugged arteries, supports and promotes healthy blood flow through those plugged arteries, and then the filtering units begin to work again. And, of course, the quickest I've seen it work is a couple of weeks, but usually you're looking at 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, depending on how severe your kidney failure is.
But you're getting better along the line, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're beginning to get better the day you start. But you got to stop taking the bad stuff because that's what blocked the arteries, which caused what the doctors call kidney failure, but there's nothing wrong with your kidneys. And so you can see as your creatinine begins to drop down, get lower and lower and lower, they're going to begin to say, you know, we might just have you come in twice a week instead of four times a week and so forth. And they'll be the ones who wean you off of your dialysis based on the creatinine levels. Okay? And so it goes like this. How much do you weigh here, sir?
I weigh about 280.
Okay, and how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay. At 5'7", I'd like to see you be 175, so you're 100 pounds overweight. Okay, we need to deal with that. So I'd have you take three of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, one full dose of everything at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. also specifically to support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries and support healthy blood pressure, I'd have you take 9 a day of what we call the ultimate cardio sticks.
9 a day? Is that because of his weight, Doc?
His weight, yes, sir. Exactly, because of his weight. It'd be 3 a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And, well, he weighs almost 300 pounds, so we got to go with three times a day, three breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be, I think it's going to be, you're looking at maybe 6 boxes, because they come in 30 in a box. It'll be 6 boxes a month. And if price is a problem, you just cut it in half. It'll go a little slower, but it'll still happen. So you can cut things in half if you have to go slower because of finances. And you can take your own blood pressure at home and keep a record of that. Every time you go in, you want to know what your creatinine levels are. Keep a log of that. And you'll begin to see your creatinine levels come down, and you'll begin to see, gosh, instead of just having a teaspoonful of urine once every other day or twice a day, you start having a teacup full of urine twice a day. And then you start having normal urine volume. And it might, like I say, it might take 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, depending on how much damage there is to the arteries in your kidneys. But we can reestablish circulation by supporting and promoting healthy maintenance repair of those arteries inside the kidneys. It's
and
one of those miracles.
The mainstream doctors, Doc, do they just go, in wonderment, wow, what happened?
Well, actually, as you said earlier in the program, they begin to get angry with me because they lose their dialysis income stream from that patient. And, of course, everybody there thinks, gosh, Frank has died. We haven't seen him. And so maybe Christmas time he'll go back to visit his buddies he's been sitting with in the dialysis center. And he's, Frank, you really look great. Did you go to another center? He says, no, I don't have to have dialysis anymore because I use this program. And I don't need it anymore. And guess what? They all leave the dialysis center and get on the program.
That's amazing. Doc, we'll talk to you again next month. Thank you for everything you do for us.
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to share with people. And together, I think we're going to make a big impact, positive for Americans. And can't thank you enough for allowing us to share with your listeners. God bless you, George. You're fantastic.
Well, thank you, too. I know you, you've been this incredible schedule. You just came in from Japan, and you're doing this program, so I appreciate that. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. This is something we do with Dr. Joel Wallach, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. During the month, we've partnered up with them to get the word out, to get the information out, and they're doing an amazing job. Up next, the Akashic Records. Are you in it? We'll find out.